الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Every word of the Quran, every single word of the Quran is worthy of reflection. Not merely understanding the meaning, but also reflecting on why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perhaps said what he said. Why did he say it in that way? Why did he use that particular word? All of these things are worth reflecting on. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts and minds to the ilm of His kalam and to enable us to understand His kalam in the way that He wants us to understand, which increases and should increase our love for Him and our obedience to Him, Jalla Jalalu. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Ibadi. Now think about this. Ya Ibadi means, O my slaves. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning His maghfirah, His forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, Ya ayyuhal nas. All of which would have conveyed the same meaning. We are all the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah said, Ya ibadi, O my slaves. Allah could have said, Ya ibadallah, O the slaves of Allah. But Allah said, Ya ibadi, O my slaves. Now think about this. See the love of the form of address. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, O my slaves, think about this and reflect on the fact that on whom is the welfare of the slave dependent? On the owner, on the master. Who is accountable for the welfare of the slave? The owner. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not accountable to anybody, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by saying my slaves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reiterating that those people who accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are His slaves. And when He says my slaves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the sense of the glory and magnificence of His Zat. I'm using the word accountable not because this is worthy of Allah, but because I have no other word to use. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Allah is saying, I am holding myself accountable for the welfare of my slaves. Ya ibadi, my slaves. Now how can somebody be a slave of Allah and be in Jahannam? How can somebody be a slave of Allah and be in Jahannam? This is not worthy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. If you torture your slave, then Allah will hold you accountable. Rasulullah ﷺ was passing by and there was a sahabi who was beating his slave. And Rasulullah ﷺ said, save yourself from the fire. So the sahabi immediately said, Ya Rasulullah, I free him, I release him. I have given him his freedom. Nabi ﷺ said, that is good because I saw that the door of Jahannam had opened for you. Now he only beat the man, and he beat the man perhaps for some good reason, Wallah alam. Right? Yeah, I'm sure he wasn't trying to torture him just for the fun of it. Maybe the man did something which deserved a beating. Allah knows best. But even that, see the reaction of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said to the man, the door of Jahannam had opened for you. Now, therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, to give you another one of the beautiful ahadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, there were some prisoners of war which had come. And among those prisoners of war was a woman who was nursing her baby. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to the Sahaba, do you think this woman will throw that baby voluntarily into a fire? So they said, Ya Rasulullah, of course she won't. She is the mother, she is nursing the baby. She will definitely not throw the baby into the fire. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for His slaves is 70 times more than the love that this woman has for her baby. So how will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throw us into the fire? The people of the fire are people who deny Allah. Allah said, my slaves. And if somebody says, no, sorry, I'm not your slave. I'm not your slave. Then what are you doing? You are releasing and you are removing that responsibility of looking after you, which is on the master of the slave. If the slave says, I'm sorry, I'm not your slave, it means, okay, now I don't have a responsibility to look after you, to do whatever you want and face the consequences of that. So, Ya Ibadi is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guarantee for us. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, it's his comfort for us to say that we are his slaves, Jalla Jalalu. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Asrafu ala anfusihim, those who have transgressed against themselves. Because when we commit sin, we are not doing any harm to Allah. Nobody can harm Allah, nobody can benefit Allah. We harm only ourselves. When we commit sin, we harm ourselves. Some of the harm we see immediately. Some of the harm is hidden. It's like when you smoke, for example. You don't see, the moment you start smoking, your lungs don't burst or something, you know. But it has effect. It has a hidden effect. We know how horrible that effect is and so on and so forth. But on the face of it, you don't see it. But it is not a good thing. Nobody says it's a good thing. And we know it has an evil effect of all kinds of things that happen to you. So similarly with sins, some things we immediately see the effect. Other things, the effect of the sin is there. And it's building. It is creating a cancer in the ruh. It's creating a cancer in the spirit, in the soul. And that is an even worse kind of cancer than the cancer that is created in the lungs by smoking. Because at least this one will end with his death. That one, the problem begins after the death. And there is no ending to that. So therefore, sins are a transgression. Sins are a transgression against ourselves. Sins are a way of harming ourselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, oh my slaves who have done that, make tawbah, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who forgives. So when we ask tawbah, when we make tawbah, it is important for us to keep this in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Allah said, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Because the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for everybody. And who is the mercy for? The mercy is for the people who are committing sins. But important to make tawbah. Important not to insist on that sin. And that is the reason why there are some sins. For example, the issue of taking interest. Where it is not only a sin, but you are also taking a declaration of war from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is to say that I am not a slave of Allah. Another one is to say I am an enemy of Allah. Now how retarded is that? How completely stupid is that for a Muslim to fall into that trap of shaitan? And it's all for the dunya. Nobody takes loans for the akhirah. Yeah, it's all for the dunya. It is all for the dunya. It's for something where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the raziq. The amount of risk is fixed. You are not going to get a cent more or a cent less, no matter what you do. And if you take a loan and you instead of getting that same risk with the rahmah and barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are getting exactly the same amount with the lanat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what sense does it make? No amount of... And if you want to fall into the trap of some, analyst or consultant or whoever is giving you this bilge about how you will get this loan and you will increase your business and you will do that and do that, these are all agents of shaitan. That is their job. Their job is to take you into the hellfire as quickly as possible. So don't fall into that trap. Allah said, my ibad, my slave, be a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said, ya ibad, ya ibadi, yes Allah, I am your slave. So if I am your slave, then it is your responsibility to look after me. In this dunya, in the akhirah, on the day of judgment, jannah, jahannam, it is all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once we do that, once we come into that, then what do we expect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, except the best? What can we expect from him except the best? Because it is the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the best. If the king calls you somewhere, he will not send you an economy ticket on Air Arabia or something. You know, he'll send you a proper first class ticket. Because it is the izzat of the king. It is not your izzat, it's the izzat of the king.
You're going to go and say, oh, you know, the king sent me this t-shirt. Huh? No, if the king calls you, he calls you in style, in his style, not your style. Not your style. Huh? So the point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Ibadi, my slave, and we say, Ya Allah, yes, I am your slave, then it is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep his slave, to maintain his slave as befits him. There were a lot of lessons to learn from the olden days of kings and so on. And if you look at those, even now we can look at the pictures and also and so on. In the Ottoman Empire, the Khalifa, the Sultan, used to have, they used to take orphan children. Now, most of them were from Albania. The Sultan used to take orphan children. And these orphans were brought up, and they were slaves. I mean, the sense of, you know, they had nobody. They had only the king was their sponsor. And they were brought up, and they were trained, and so on and so forth. And eventually, they were made into the Praetorian Guard of the king. So these were the people who were right around the king. And they would defend the king if necessary, and so on. And many of them became great scholars and advisors to the king, and so on and so forth. Now, if you look at them, that person owns nothing. That person has nothing. He has not, doesn't even have parents. He's got no family, he's got nobody. But if you look at him, look at his clothes. Is he dressed in tatters? Is he wearing a lungi and a topi on his head or something? No. That man is dressed in clothes which are, you know, worth God knows how much. He's got weapons which are worth God knows how much. He lives in a style which is, you know, better than the style of most so-called rich people today. And he's a slave. But what is he reflecting? He is reflecting the glory and the wealth and the power of his master. It's nothing to do with him. It is when people look at him and they say, this is the Praetorian guard of the Sultan. Oh, wow, subhanallah. Then what must the Sultan be like? Whereas if that guy is dressed in tatters, he's wearing some bummed out jeans or something, then you say, what kind of, this is the Sultan's guard? I mean, he looks like this. That is the issue. The issue is when we say, I am an abd of Allah. And Allah said, Ya Ibadi, my slave. And I say, I am a slave of Allah. Then it is Allah's responsibility to look after me in this dunya and in the akhirah. But if I remove myself from that, I say, no, sorry, I'm not your slave. And on top of that, I do some stupid thing like borrowing money from a bank. Then I am not only not your slave, I am your enemy. Then what is the consequence of that? Where does that take us? So seriously, I remind myself and you, let us reflect on the Quran. Let us get the lessons from the Quran. Let us try to understand the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just in terms of its meaning, but in terms of the deep significance of that, and bring our lives on line with and in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Because one day we will stand before Allah. And when I stand before Allah and when you stand before Allah, I make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address us as Ya Ibadi, O my slave, O my slaves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu for his mercy and for his forgiveness. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.